Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Jews around the world celebrate the 8-day Hanukkah Festival of Lights. That's the headline. In just a moment, Steve Herzig, International Director of Friends of Israel, will join me with more details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Christians eavesdropping on this conversation have an understanding of the importance of Hanukkah. Just tell us the story briefly, if you will.
From a Jewish point of view, it obviously takes place after the Old Testament, the Holy Scriptures were written. And Antiochus Epiphanes was the ruler, and he stopped in Jerusalem, and he wanted to assimilate or kill the Jewish people. And the best way to do that, he felt, was to desecrate the temple. So he ordered his soldiers to do just that. In fact, they killed a pig, they took its drippings and put it throughout the temple. There was a family by the name of Maccabee. When they went to a town called Modin, the soldiers were requiring the leaders to eat a desecrated animal. What happened is that the leader of the family, Mattathias Maccabee, killed that soldier, and then they went to the mountains, and they created what's really regarded as the first guerrilla war tactic by attacking and then fleeing into the mountains. And over a period of time, 3 years, and they began to fight and increase in numbers. And believe it or not, Jimmy, we celebrate Hanukkah as Jewish people because instead of assimilating, the Jewish people rallied together. They came to the temple. They rededicated the temple. They defeated the Syrians. Jewish people celebrate it. And we know about it in the New Testament because of John chapter 10. There is no other place that it's written about in what we would regard as holy books. So in the New Testament, John chapter 10 tells us that Jesus, in the temple, in winter, at Hanukkah, only it doesn't say Hanukkah, it says the Feast of Dedications.
Well, and for 2,200 years plus, that's what Jewish people have been doing, celebrating Hanukkah. The Maccabees' overthrow, Antiochus Epiphanes running out of town, and then, as I understand it, they went into the temple. They found, as they cleaned up the temple, a flask of virgin olive oil. They could use that, of course, to light the menorah. It had been not burning for those 3 years. They lighted it with enough olive oil to stay lit for only one day, but it stayed lighted for 8 days. That's the miracle of the Festival of Lights.
And in fact, when you see a Hanukkah, a lot of people call it a menorah, but a Hanukkah is actually a Hanukkah menorah as opposed to the temple menorah, and there's 9 branches to a Hanukkah. And the reason is there's a shamash candle, and that shamash candle lights the other candles. And it's interesting because it's called a servant candle, because we know that Jesus said he was the light of the world. Shamash candle is a servant candle. The only way to give those other candles any light at all is to first light that candle, and it gives the light. And isn't that a great teaching device for us as believers, Jimmy, to realize that if we have any light at all, it's only given to us by the servant himself who lets his light shine through us.
And the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah. When you think about light, you think about the Gospel of John. 24 times it refers to Jesus as the light. In the first chapter, 6 times, Jesus, the light of the world, the Savior of the world. And of course, that is key because we see that coming from this special Jewish holy day, Hanukkah. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...